You're supposed to be an objective journalist, but I am not objective when the subject is the Baltimore Orioles. I'll admit it. I love the Baltimore Orioles. And I love the Orioles, first and foremost, historically, because I love this man. When I was 15 years old, I had the thrill of being the bat boy for the Baltimore Orioles in Miami, where I grew up. I had never seen a Major League Baseball player up close. And on my first day of work, I met Brooks Robinson. I was struck at how unimposing he was. He resembled a young Jimmy Stewart, really, almost gangly, unmuscled. But he had those incredible reflexes. How many hours I watched him field the thousands of ground balls. But ladies and gentlemen, I was impressed more by his warmth and kindness to the fans than I was the physical skills. How many players had their portrait painted by the legendary Norman Rockwell? This man lived that portrait. He was generous, and he was humble, and as great as he was at his position, he understood his role as a baseball player. Give the team, give the fans everything you have, and then when it's over, give them more. You have no idea how much this man means to me and all of you, what he means to you. And how much he really meant to the players who fell on hard times, who Brooks remembered as he helped lead the baseball assistance team, BAT, for decades. And Brooks was no rabble-rouser, but he stuck to his guns in helping the Young Baseball Players Association find Marvin Miller as its union leader. And yes, it's true, Brooks was actually booed when he stood up for players' benefits and pensions long before it was accepted by the fans. And you remember the glory as a lifelong Oriole fan. All of us can never forget the electrifying defensive plays, the greatest ever by a third baseman in World Series play. They called him the human vacuum cleaner. Some said he came down from a higher league. But I know, and we know, and love this man as a man of grace and dignity and humility and honor. That's the word, honor, because Brooks Robinson honored the game not just by his play, but by his manner. Gordon Beard, a writer, some of you might remember, right here in Baltimore, once put it this way: some players are named for candy bars. People name their children after Brooks Robinson. Well, I feel the same way, and at least five of you remember it too, because I named my first son after Brooks Robinson, and so did five of you somewhere in this crowd. "50 years from now," Brooks once said, "my name will just be about 5 inches of type on some baseball stat sheet." Maybe, Brooks, but that's only partially true. The words should say more. They should say, Brooks Robinson will forever be remembered as a good man who did good for others, for whom celebrity meant little, but reputation meant everything. For me personally, Brooks, you're a man who represents the best of what this game should always be about: character and class and friendship and loyalty and integrity. Ladies and gentlemen, I humbly say this. I got into sports broadcasting because I met this man more than 40 years ago, and I can only hope I represented his ethic nearly as well. God bless you, Brooks.